Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kulin daf Mem Ches. We left off three lines down from the top on Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Today we are going to talk a lot more about various treifas, mostly pertaining to the lungs. We're going to talk about various punctures that blisters and other things that might be a sign of a treifa on the lungs, various ways of testing for those types of treifas, what happens if there is a hole in the lung that is sealed because the lung is stuck to the side of the animal, what happens if there's a hole in another internal organ that is sealed because that internal organ is stuck up against the side of another internal organ. A lot, again, just about treifas and mostly about the lungs. So without further ado, Mem Ches Amud Aleph, three lines down from the top, two dots, second to last word on the line. So Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Reya Hasmucha Ledofen. If you have a lung which is next to the wall of the chest cavity, so says the Gemara, Ain Choshishin La. So the Gemara says, Ain Choshishin La. So we're not afraid for it. So what does that mean? Sein choshishin la. So Rashi explains, it's a Rashi that's on the last of the wide lines before they get skinny. Sein choshishin la shema nikva. We're not afraid that maybe there's a hole. Elatalinan reyasa bedofen. Vamrinan dofen ze makahisa ucheshe chisa kolta hareya etzla. So, okay, so we have a lung that's stuck to the side of the animal's body. Usually the lung is not supposed to be stuck to the side of the animal's body. The lung is supposed to be inside the animal. This lung is stuck to the side of the animal's body. So why would that be? So usually when there is an adherence or an adhesion from the lung to something else inside the body, it's because there was a wound, and when the wound healed, there was some sort of liquid or some sort of scabbing that caused the organs to stick together. So here we have the lung that's sticking to the side of the animal's body. So what do we attribute it to? Do we attribute it to a wound on the lung, and that's why the lung is sticking to the side of the animal's body, in which case it's going to be a treifa, because a wound on a lung is no good? Or do we assume that there was a wound on the side of the animal's body, and that's why the lung is sticking to it, but having a wound on the side of the animal's body is not a siman treifa? It doesn't make the animal a treifa. So says the Gemara, ein choshishin la. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid that there's a treifus in the lung. The Ron explains that this is because l'chora there is a sfeik sfeika, because there is a suffeik that the wound may be on the lung. There's also a suffix that the wound may be on the side of the animal's body, in which case it's fine. And even if the wound is on the lung, there's a suffix that it might be the type of wound that causes the animal to become a treifa if it's on the lung. And there's a suffix that it's not the type of wound that might cause the animal to become a treifa. So because we have a sfeik sfeika, that's why it says the Gemara ain choshishin la. However, the Gemara continues, helsa tzmachim, if, however, the wound is blistering, then choshishin la, then we have to be afraid. And Rashi says the reason is v'chazina bareyasa talinan lamaka bedida, because we see a wound on the lung, because we see the blister on the lung, which is a simen that the wound was on the lung to begin with, now we have to be nervous that the reason that the animal has this lung sticking to the side of the animal's body is because of the wound on the lung. And now, explains the Ran, now there's only one suffix. Now it's not a sfeik sfeika. Before we were saying it's a suffix, the wound was on the lung, a suffix, the wound was on the side of the animal's body. Now that the lung is developing a blister, we know that the wound was on the animal's lung, so now it's only one suffix. Is it the type of wound that causes the animal to become a treifa, or is it not the type of wound that causes the animal to become a treifa? And because now we're dealing with only one suffix, but not a sfeik sfeika, we have to be choshesh for it. So Mar Yehuda Mishmei Davimi Amar, Mar Yehuda Mishmei Davimi says, Echadze v'echadze choshishin. No, not quite. We have to be afraid in every case. So why do we have to be afraid in every case? I thought if there is no blister, then there's a sfeik sfeika, because maybe the wound is on the side of the animal's body. stam and not on the lung, and a wound on the side of the animal's body doesn't make it a treifa. So the way the Ran explains this is the reason that we have to be choshesh is because that if there is a sircha on the lung, if there is a wound on the lung, then we definitely attribute the treifus to the lung. In other words, we have been explaining previously that there's a suffix, the wound might be on the lung, and there's a suffix, the wound might be on the side of the body. However, Mar Yehuda Mishmei Davimi comes and says, if there's a sircha, if there's any type of issue on the lung, then we assume automatically that the problem was with the lung. Even if it's not blistering, we assume automatically the problem was with the lung, and therefore there's only one suffix. Is this the type of sircha that makes a treifa? Or is it not the type of sircha that makes a treifa? And because we're dealing with only one suffix, we have to be choshesh for it. So says the Gemara, Hechi Avdinan, so what do we do? So says Rava, Ravin Bar Shva Asperali, that Ravin Bar Shva explained to me that my sinan sakina de cholish pumye, we bring a knife whose edge is very thin and sharp, which is good at separating things. Umar frakina la, and we separate the lung from the side of the animal's body. Iika rea sabidofen, and then we look inside. We have to conduct an autopsy. So if there is a reus on the dofen, if there is a wound on the side of the animal's body, talina basar dofen, then we assume the reason that the lung was sticking to the side of the animal's body is on account of the wound on the animal's body, not on the lung, and therefore the wound on the animal's body doesn't make it a treifa. Below, but if there is no visible wound on the side of the animal's body, machmas reyahi, then we assume that the wound is on account of the lung, betreifa, and we are going to say that the animal is a treifa. The afal gav deloka mafka zika, even though right now no air is escaping, nevertheless, we say it's a treifa because of the wound that exists on the animal's lung. We know eventually the wound is going to scab over, the scab is going to separate, and air ultimately will leave the lungs. So even though right now the lung is airtight, because we have a visible wound on the lung, we have to declare the animal to be a treifa. Rav Nechemya b'reid Rav Yosef badakla b'pshuri. Rav Nechemya b'reid Rav Yosef would check it with inflating the lung and placing it in lukewarm water. Samarle marzutra b'reid Rav Huna b'reid Rav Papi l'ravina had Rav Nechemya b'reid Rav Yosef. This idea of Nechemya b'reid Rav Yosef checking it with lukewarm water, aton ahamasni sula, you guys say that he uses this method of checking to check the lung that's stuck to the side of the animal's body. But anan adarava masnisala. I, however, say that Nechemya b'reid Rav Yosef uses this method of checking, of putting the lung in lukewarm water to test in the case of Rava. What's the case of Rava? Diyama Rava, and Rava says like this, Hani tarti one dereya, if you have two lobes of the lung, and Rashi points out that we're dealing with, remember we had said yesterday that the lung has five lobes, three of them are on the right side of the animal, two of them are on the left side of the animal. And if you have two lobes of the lung that are stuck together, but we're talking about lobes that are non-consecutive. So let's say we're talking on the right side of the animal. So instead of the top lobe and the middle lobe, or the middle lobe and the bottom lobe being stuck together, you have the top lobe and the bottom lobe being stuck together. And that's not natural because they're non-consecutive. They're not supposed to be stuck together. But Rava says, Hani tarti oni dereya, you have these two non-consecutive lobes of the lung, disarchinan la dadi, that adhere to one another, that are stuck to one another. Les lu bidikuso lachshure, there is no way of checking to see that it's whether they're kosher or not. Why? You can't separate it, because if you separate it, then you're going to make a hole. You don't know whether the hole existed before or whether you're making the hole right now. So you're not able to check. But on that situation, Rav Nechemya b'reid Rav Yosef badakla b'pshuri, Rav Nechemya b'reid Rav Yosef would test the lung by sticking it in the pot of lukewarm water and seeing whether it was airtight or whether it was allowing air to escape. Okay, so says the Gemara now about a third of the way down. So maskifla Ravashi. So says Ravashi, haimai, bishlama, I understand we just brought down two potential cases of checking for a hole in the lung by putting the lung in lukewarm water. One, where the lung was stuck to the side of the animal's body. The second, where one lobe of the lung was stuck to the other lobe of the lung. So says the Gemara, Bishlama, Hacha, Talina, Madof, and Ekshera. What are we testing for? In the first case, where the lung is stuck to the side of the animal's body, I might say the result of the test might be to show that the wound was actually in the side of the animal's body and not in the lung. So if you have a wound in the side of the animal's body but not in the lung, the animal's not going to be a trepha. So that's going to be fine. Aval hasam, but in the case where you have the two lobes of the lung that are stuck together, ehinuk of trepha, vehinuk of trepha. What are you testing for? You're going to test to see which of the, lobes of the lung actually have the wound and where there's a scab. We already said that a scab is not an effective way of covering up a hole in the lung. So no matter which lobe the hole is in, you're going to have an animal which is a trepha, because by definition, there's going to be a hole in the, there's definitely going to be a hole in the lung. So says the Gemara, Umi Amar Rav Nachman Achi, but the Rav Nachman say this, Vamar Rav Yossi Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, the Rav Yossi Bar Menyumi says in the name of Rav Nachman, Reya Shenikva, Vidofen Sotma, Kshera. If you have a hole in the lung, a lung that has a hole, and the chest wall covers up the hole, then it's going to be kosher. So what Rashi explains is when we say Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi, does Rav Nachman really say this? It's a little confusing because Rav Nachman didn't say anything that contradicts the lung being stuck to the side of the animal's body. Rashi explains this is going all the way up on what we said at the top of the Amud, that we said if you have the lung that's stuck to the side of the animal's body, then it's fine. If you have a lung that's stuck to the side of the animal's body, but there's a blister on the lung, then it's not fine, because then we assume the maka is definitely in the lung, and therefore the animal's a trepha. So Rashi explains on that statement, where if you have a lung with a blister that's stuck to the side of the animal's body, then it's going to be a trepha. So the Gemara says, does Rav Nachman really say that? I thought that Rav Nachman says that if you have a reya shenikva v'dofen sotma is kshera, and Rashi explains the elsa tzmachim choshishin la mechlal di pshitale denikva reya lo maani le stima sadofen. How can it be that if the lung has a hole and the side of the body is covering up the hole, then it's going to be fine? I, on top of the Amud, we said that you have the lung with a hole and the lung is stuck to the side of the body. But if the lung has a blister, then it's going to be a trepha. So obviously the lung being covered up by the side of the body is not good enough if there's a blister. Says the Gemara, Lo kasha hachsam b'makam rabisa, hachasha lo b'makam rabisa. No, that if one case we're talking about where the lung was stuck to the side of the animal's body in the way that it grows, and over here we're talking about where it was stuck to the side of the animal's body in an unnatural way. And Rashi explains it's about halfway down. Hasam b'makam rabisa b'makam sharei avadof and gadla ke'echad v'smuch and tamid lo mifrak as. In other words, the question is the side of the animal's body an effective way of sealing a hole in the lung? Okay, why ordinarily is a scab not an effective way of sealing a hole in the lung? Because eventually the scab's going to fall off. And once a scab falls off, you're going to have a hole in the lung. So now you have the lung, which is stuck to the side of the animal's body. So there's some wound. It might be in the side of the animal's body. It might be in the lung. Will the lung ever separate from the side of the animal's body? Because if the lung will ever come to separate, you're going to be left with a lung with a hole, and a lung with a hole is a trepha. So if the lung is stuck to the side of the animal's body in the makam rabisei, in the place where it grows, where they're always close together, and it's not ever going to separate, then, says Rashi, that's going to be fine. V'chi amar Rav Nachman, choshishin la, l'mala baroche v'chalol, k'neged ha'oma gdola, d'kivin d'rachok ha'rei ha'men ha'dofen, mifrika ha'yistima, v'afilu achi, ki lo el sasmachim, amar ein choshishin la, d'toli b'dofen. So in other words, Says Rashi, when do we say that the lung being next to the chest cavity is fine? That's when it grows naturally right next to the chest cavity. However, if you have the part of the lung, or if you have a lung that's stuck to the side of the animal, not near where it grows, then we have to be nervous, because the more the animal moves around, we're afraid it's going to separate, and then ultimately you're going to be left with a hole in the lung, and having a hole in the lung is going to cause the animal to become a trefa. So says the Gemara, Vayter, it's about halfway down the Yamana, Ve'echa makom rabisa, and where is the place of growth? So how do I have a lung that's stuck to the side of the animal's body, which is going to be fine? So chituche de'oni, so that means the upper lobes, near the upper lobes of the lung, those are naturally situated near the side of the animal's body, and so if the upper lobe is attached to the side of the animal's body, that's going to be an effective way of sealing a potential hole in the lung. Gufa, says the Gemara in Avaiter. So Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Reya Shenikva, if you have a lung with a hole in it, Vedofen Sotma, and the side of the animal's body covers up the hole, Kshera, then it's going to be kosher. So Amar Ravina, Vahuda Savich Bebisra. That's only if the lung is enmeshed in the meat of the ribs. Why? Because again, our whole concern is that ultimately the lung might come to separate from the side of the animal's body, and that's going to expose the hole in the lung, therefore the animal is going to become a trefa. But if we can be confident that the lung is never going to separate from the side of the animal's body, then it's going to be fine. What's a great way of ensuring that the lung never separates from the side of the animal's body? If the lung is really wedged into the meat of the ribs, then you know it's going to make a good adhesion. It's never going to separate from one another. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Samar le Rav Yosef le Ravina, Vilo Savich Mai, and if it's not enmeshed in the meat of the ribs, what's the halacha? Trefa. So then it's going to be a trefa. Alma amrinan nekuvihi. So obviously the reason that we're going to say it's a trefa is because we're afraid that it has a hole in it. But iachi kisavich nami. But if we're going to assume that the lung has a hole in it, so even if it is enmeshed in the ribs of the animal, what good does it do? Dahatanya nikev pasul. If you have an animal with a hole in the lung, it's going to be pasul and it's a trefa mipneshu shoses, because it dribbles. Nikev, we're not talking about an animal. Nikev, now we're talking about a human being. So we're talking about a human being, an ish that's pasul lavo bakal, right? So the Torah tells us that there are certain types of people who are asurim lavo bakal, and among them are people who are not able to father children because their male organ sustains some sort of damage. So nikev. So let's say the guy has his male organ has a hole in it, so he's not able to procreate because he can't father children. So pasul mamneshu shoses, because the sperm comes and dribbles out of his organ. However, nistam, if however the hole was sealed, then kosher. Now he is kosher lavo lakol. Why? Mipneshu molid, because now he can father children because he had a hole. However, the hole was covered up, and therefore it's fine. Vizeo pasul shechozer lachshiro, and this is a psul which can turn into a situation of ksheros. Why? Because initially he had a hole, and therefore he was usr lavo lakal. Now the hole was healed, and therefore he's mutter lavo lakal. Vizeo lamute mai. But what does it mean that this is the type of situation where you have a psul that becomes kosher? Vizeo lamute mai. Lav lamute kiai gavna. Doesn't it come to exclude a case like this, where over here, don't say, initially there was a hole, but now it was fine because the hole is plugged up. No, the only time it's kosher if a hole was plugged up is by a person who was pasul lavo lakal, but now his hole was plugged up and therefore he's roi lavo lakal. However, over here by an animal, if there's a hole in the lung, once a trefa, always a trefa. even if the lung is now stuck to the animal's rib, so even though right now it's making an effective seal, still it should be a treifa. Says the Gemara, lo, that's not what it comes to exclude. Lamiyute karum sha'ala machmas maka bereya deina karum. It comes to exclude a scab that grows on the lung, which is not a karum, which is not an effective scab. This we saw already a couple of blot ago, because the scab that grows on the lung, ultimately the scab is going to come off, and once the scab comes off, it's going to expose a hole in the lung. Says Rashi, however, aval stimas dofen, stima ma'al yasehi. However, if the lung actually adheres to the side of the animal's body, or to the ribs, if it gets stuck in the ribs, for example, then it's going to be a way of koshering the animal, of koshering the animal, because we're no longer afraid that the hole in the lung is going to be exposed. We're only afraid about the hole in the lung when it scabs over. However, when it's actually stuck to the side of the animal's body, then it's going to be fine. Says the Gemara Vayter. So maskifla Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So Rav Ukva Bar Chama asks as follows: Ilu inkav bedofen lahada. If it was, let's say you have a hole in the lung is stuck to the side of the animal's body. So we said, unless there's a blister, if the lung is stuck to the side of the animal's body, and that's the way that it grows, so we don't have to be afraid that the lung is ever going to separate from the side of the animal's body. We said that was fine. But here's the question. So let's say the lung is sticking to the side of the animal's body, and then you make a hole in the side of the animal's body. So now there's almost like a hole all the way through. So mai, so what's the halacha? It's a treifa. The halacha would be it's a treifa. Why? Because the whole reason the animal is still kosher is because the lung is sticking to the side of the animal's body. It's covering up the hole in the lung. But if you expose the hole in the lung by making a hole in the animal's body, you're going to make it a treifa. But says the Gemara, listening to Kuvas HaDofen, in the first Mishnah, Ve'elu Treifas, we list the 18 types of treifas, or however many there were in the Mishnah. Why don't we say that one of the treifas is if there's a hole in the side of the animal's body? Usually a hole in the side of the animal's body doesn't make it a treifa. But guess what? If the lung is stuck to the side of the animal's body, then a hole in the side of the animal's body is going to make it a treifa. So says the Gemara, Ultameich, Hadamar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. But if you're going to count that as a treifa, so that which Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef says in the name of Rav Yochanan, Marashanikev, if you have a gallbladder that has a hole in it, the kaved sosma, and the gallbladder is stuck right next to the liver, so the liver is covering up the hole in the gallbladder, kshera, then it's going to be kosher. But he will ink of kaved lahada. But if you would puncture the liver that's adjacent to the place where it's attached to the gallbladder, what would the halacha be? The halacha would be my treifa. But then listening to kuvas hakaved, so why don't we say in the Mishnah that another example of a treifa is when there's a hole in the liver? Even though a hole in the liver itself doesn't make the animal a treifa, we had said in the Mishnah that it's not a treifa unless you take away the whole liver, but even though the entire liver, but even though a hole in the liver ordinarily doesn't make it a treifa, if the liver is stuck to the gallbladder, it would make it a treifa if you make a hole in the liver. Ela ki nikva delav mine mitrufa lokatani, hachanami ki delav mine mitrufa lokatani. Obviously, in the Mishnah, when we're mentioning the types of treifas, we're talking about something where if that organ has a hole, by definition, you're making it into a treifa. Here, if you have a hole in the liver, or if you have a hole in the side of the animal's body, does it ordinarily make it a treifa? It doesn't ordinarily and individually make it a treifa. It only makes it a treifa in the case where the side of the animal's body is covering up a hole in another critical organ. But for that, we're not going to list it in the Mishnah, because we're only listing things that mineyu babe make it a treifa, that inherently and internally make it a treifa. Says the Gemara now Vayter. So we're in the first wide line. So boy minei rabba barchana meshmuel. Helsat smachim mahu. What happens if the lung develops blisters? So amarle kshera. So he says it's kosher. So amarle afani omar kain. I also say that it's kosher. Ela shel talmidim mizdanzin. However, the talmidim are uncertain bedavar. They're uncertain about this. The amar Rav Masna, because Rav Masna says like this. Malya mugla, if the lung is full of pus, or if the blister is full of pus, then it's a treifa. Mayim zachim kshera, if however there's a blister, but the blister is not full of pus, if it's full of clear liquid, then it's going to be kosher. So amr le Hahi bechulya. So we said no. That is only by the kidneys. However, by the lung, it's going to be okay. Tzmachim on top of blisters on top of the lung do not turn it into a trefa. Says the Gemara now weiter. So, and again, when we say blisters, we're talking about if you have the lung, which is just standalone, and there's a blister on the lung. We already saw at the top of the Yamud, if the lung is stuck to the side of the animal's body and there's a blister, then we know that's a problem. We're talking now where you have a lung that's not stuck to anything, we have a blister on it. So we saw over here, some say, some are hesitant, but others say it's kosher over here. Okay, now it says the Gemara Vayter. Itma Rav Yitzchok bar Rav Yosef avakazol basrei to Rav Yirmiyah b'shukei detabchei. Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef was walking after Rav Yirmiyah in the shuk of the butchers. Chazino la'anach t'kaimi tzmachi tzmachi. He saw some animals and the lungs of those animals were covered with blisters. Samarlei lo boi mar umtsa. So he said to Rav Yirmiyah, don't you want raw meat? He was trying to test to see whether the animals with the blisters on the lung were actually kosher or whether they were treifas. So he said to Rav Yirmiyah, aren't you hungry for some good steak? So Amar Lei, Leslie Prite. So Rav Yirmiyah was trying to avoid the issue of paskening the halachir. So he just tried to take the easy way out by saying, I don't have any money, so I can't buy the meat. So Amar Lei, Akfanana. He said, oh, it's fine. I know the butcher. I'll arrange for him to sell it to you on credit. So Amar Lei, so ma'avid lecha. So he said, you're already putting me in a predicament. I'm trying to evade answering the question, but you're not letting me evade answering your question. So ma'avid lecha. The chasu lekamed Rav Yochanan, because when I would go to Rav Yochanan, mishter lu lekamed Rav Yuda b'Rav Shimon, he would send a long like this to Rav Yuda b'Rav Shimon, demori b'bishmei to Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon le'teira. And they would paskin based on the psak of Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon that the lung with a blister on it is mutter. In that case, why am I so reluctant to eat it? Velei lo svirulei, but Rabbi Yochanan himself didn't hold like that psak of Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon. So, and Rashi explains, Rabbi Yochanan lo svirulei la'achshurei. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold like Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon to say that it's kosher. Okay, but still, he didn't paskin that it was a treifa. Umitrav nami lo avitorif le'nilei delo shmi'alei merabe, because Rabbi Yochanan had no mesora from his Rebbe that it was actually a treifa. So again, so this maisa that Rav Yirmiyah didn't want to eat from the animal whose lung had a blister because Rav Yochanan, who was Rav Yirmiyah's Rebbe, didn't have a mesora that it was kosher. Therefore, he was afraid that it might be treifa, so he didn't want to eat it. But he didn't paskin it was a treifa because Rav Yochanan didn't have a mesora from his own Rebbe that it was actually a treifa. Other mises of walking with rabbis in the shuk. So I'm a ravak yavei mazginam basreid Rav Nachman b'shuka. When I would walk behind Rav Nachman in the shuk, turning over now to Mem Ches Amid Beis, the gildoi of the leather workers, varmi la b'shuka the rabbanan, or others say it was in the shuk of the rabbanan. So chazi anach to kaime kindi, that we saw animals that were hanging and the lungs had large blisters. Vlo amar lu vlo midi, and he didn't say anything. In other words, he permitted them to sell it, and he didn't declare that they were selling treifas. So Rav Ami Rav Asi avi chalfi b'shuka the tveria. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were passing by in the shuk of tveria. Chazi anach to kaime tinri, he saw that there were animals with lungs that had large stone-like blisters. In other words, even larger blisters. And he didn't say anything to them either. And the reason that he didn't say anything to them is because they held that the lungs with the blisters, even very large blisters, were all going to be kosher. They were not going to pose a problem. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter. Itmar. Machat shenimtzeis bereya. If you have a needle which is found in the lung. So you have a needle which is found in the lung. However, Rashi says, ve'ena rea nekuve mebechutz, ve'ena ruach yotze mimena. So it's a mystery. We have a needle that's found in the animal's lung. There is no puncture wound in the lung. The lung appears to be holding air. So the question is, how in the world did the needle get there? So says the Gemara like this: Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Rav Chanina, Mechashrei. They all say that it's kosher. Rav Shimon Melakish, Rabbi Mani Bar Potish, Rabbi Shimon Menel Yokim Tarfei. So three rabbis say it's kosher. Three rabbis say it's a treifa. So lema ba'akam iflagi. So let's say that they're arguing about the following. Demar savar ksor mebivnim shmei chisaron. So one group, the group that says that it's a treifa, holds that if the animal is missing anything in the inside of its lung, that's going to be a problem. Umar savar lo shmei chisaron. And the rabbis who say that it's kosher say that if the animal is missing something on the inside of its lung, it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, lo, dekuliyam ksor mebivnim lo shmei chisaron. Everybody says that if the animal is missing something, a little piece of matter on the inside of its lung, that's not going to be a problem. However, they're arguing about the following. Mar savar simpona nakat vasoi. One, the group that says that the animal is kosher holds that the needle took a vascular route into the lung, and Rashi says that it came into the lung derech hakane nichnas uba besimponos umina simponos labasar. It entered the trachea, and then it entered the vascular system, and from the vascular system it went into the lung. Umikomakum korim achitza lo nikev. However, the outer membrane was never punctured here, says Rashi. Ve'afal pisha ein derech hakane levloa. Even though naturally, usually you don't find that the trachea swallows up these types of needles and passes them along into the lung. Afal afilu achi hold the isit lareya kamam velo chazinan the inkev al karchach simpona nakat valreya so delo chazinan lo machzakinan. So says Rashi, even though you're right, it's pretty unusual that a needle would be inhaled through the trachea and would make its way into the lung of the animal. But says Rashi, look at the evidence. The evidence is we have the lung in front of us. There's no puncture wound on the outside of the lung. There is no air that's being let out of the lung. We have a perfect lung. So what do? So even though it's unusual, we attribute the fact that the needle is there to the fact that it came in through the vascular route, through the trachea. So the rabbis who say it's kosher say that it came in through the trachea without puncturing the lung, therefore it's going to be fine. Umar sover nekuvi nukav azel. And the rabbis who say that it's a trefa will hold that that it did make a hole, and it came in that way. And what does it mean? Ukuve nakav, again, says Rashi. Derech haveshet bo nichnas. It came in with the esophagus. Shein derech hakone levloa. V'nikves hadakin v'yotza v'nikves korom areya v'nichles latocha. So Elamai, what happened? What must have happened was the animal was eating this needle. It went in through the esophagus. It exited the esophagus. Then it went into the lung. And now it's in the middle of the lung. And somehow it made a puncture in the lung, even though we see it now and it doesn't look like it's punctured. And Rashi says, "Vilkas akana krabanan de mechashri." The halacha is like the rabbis who say that it's kosher. Da Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lokesh halacha Rabbi Yochanan, because we have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lokesh here. The halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan. The oh the kamle bishitasayi Rav Ami Rav Ashi. Dami likamon ikufa legav simpona nakat vasa vasa. Alma avdinan kana shiach lesatocha machat lo machzakin and isura hol vein nekev nikerbo. And says Rashi that we paskin that it's kosher because empirically we have a lung and the lung looks perfect. So even though, yeah, is it unusual that it comes in derech the trachea? Sure, it's unusual. But we have empirically a lung which is perfect, and therefore we have to say that in this case it came in through the trachea. The dafka kiyasa kula rei lakaman. Says Rashi, that's dafka when the entire lung is in front of us. Aval nechtecha kodem shabala faneinu chashinan dilmi iya vireya kaman avi nekuva vavi pasak ravami lakaman mishmaitzen. Says Rashi, that's only when the entire lung is brought to the rabbi to check. If, however, they cut off a part of the lung and bring it to the rabbi, then we can't rely on the fact that it came in derech the trachea, because maybe the other part of the lung, which is no longer in front of us, had a hole in it. So if you're going to bring a trefa to the rabbi, make sure you bring the entire lung. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now, about a third of the way down. Aim machta, there was a mechet, there was a needle, deshtakha bechitucha, deshtakha bechitusa dereya. It was found in a cut of the lung. So I saw lekame de Rav Ami that they brought it before Rav Ami. Sober lach shurei. He wanted to say that it's kosher. So he's from Rav Yirmiyah v'yisem Rav Zreika. But then they asked hareya shenikva, if you have a reya with a hole in it, osha chasra, or which is lacking something. Samai says says the Gemara, my chasra. So what does it mean that it's lacking? If it means that the lung is missing something, or missing a part of the lung from the outside, that's what it means that there's a hole in the lung. Because by definition, when there's a hole in the lung, it's missing something. Elalav mi bifnim. Elamai chisaron means a chisaron even on the inside. Vishmamina chisaron mi bifnim shmei chisaron. And obviously that means that a chisaron on the inside of the lung is called a chisaron. Now, if there's a needle in the lung, obviously the lung is missing something in the middle because the needle is taking up space in the lung, so it should be puzzle. So other shaydur kamel Rav Yitzchok Nafcha. No, but then they sent it before Rav Yitzchok Nafcha. Savarlach shurei. He wanted to say it's kosher. Eitz Rav Yirma v'yisem Rav Zreika, and they asked the same question. Hareya shenikva shechasra. We said that the list of treifas includes a lung which has a hole in it or that's missing something. My chasra, what does it mean that it's missing? Ilem mibachutz, if it's missing from the outside, hanu nikva, it's the same thing as having a hole in it. Ela lav mibifnim, v'shami nachzor mibifnim, shmei chisaron. Doesn't it show us that a chisaron internally is a chisaron, and therefore the needle is taking up space inside the lung of the animal, and it should be a treifa? So that's true. The ruah kabein l'Ravami v'tarfa. So then he sent it to Ravami, and Ravami said it's a treifa. So amar lei v'rabana machshere, and they said to Ravami, how could you say it's a treifa? These other rabbis already saw the lung, and they said it was kosher. Amar lahen hein echshiru shiodem ezetam echshiru. That they said it was kosher because they knew what to rely on in order to say it's kosher. Rashi explains this is what he just said earlier. Those rabbis said it was kosher because when they brought that lung to those rabbis, they brought the entire lung. And the evidence was that there was no hole in the lung. So they figured that it must have come in derech the kaneh. Anan mezetam nachshir. However, how can I say that the lung is kosher? Dilma iavi reya kaman minkav. So maybe if the entire lung was in front of me, I would see that there's a hole in it. But says the Gemara, we deduce as follows. Taima delesa. The reason that he said it's a treifa was because the entire lung wasn't in front of him. Ha isav la minkava ksheira. However, if the entire lung was in front of him, and if there was no visible hole in the lung, he would have said it was kosher. V'yama Rav Nachman, hai simpona dereya de inkav treifa. But Rav Nachman said that the bronchial tube that goes into the lung, if there's a puncture in it, it's going to be a treifa. And what we had said was that if there's a needle in the lung, so there's only two options, right? So one option was that it went into the lung, in which case it would be a trepha. The other option was that it went through the bronchial tubes. And we were saying that if it goes through the trachea and the bronchial tubes, it's going to be fine. Now we're saying that if there's a hole in the bronchial tubes, it's going to be a trepha. So either way, there's a hole that would make the animal a trepha. Says the Gemara, Ulu Chaveru Itmar. No, the only time that a hole in the bronchial tube makes it a trepha is when it's next to the adjacent tube. Why? Because if there's a hole in one of the bronchial tubes that's next to another bronchial tube, the tubes are hard, and therefore it's not going to cover the hole. However, if there's a hole in the bronchial tube that's located right next to the lung, the proximity of the lung may cover up the hole in the bronchial tube, and therefore that type of hole in the bronchial tube is not going to make the animal a trepha. Hey, a little weiter. Itmar v'amar Rav Nachman, hai hadura de kesna, the coil of the intestine, de inkav, legabe chavre megan alea, that has a hole and it's next to its friend, the friend protects against it, meaning that it's covered up. If they have a hole in the coil of the intestine and it's covered up by other parts of the intestine, it's fine. So too, if you have a hole in the bronchial tube, which is covered up by one of the other bronchial tubes, it should be fine. So Rav Ashi, treifas medami la dadi. Hang on a second. You're trying to compare one treifa to another treifa. Ein omrim betreifa zu doma lezu. You can't say, because in the intestine, if you have a hole that's covered up by another part of the intestine, it's fine. The same halacha should apply by the bronchial tubes. We can't compare treifas to one another. Sharei chotcha mikan o mesa, chotcha mikan v'chaya. Because we see that by treifas, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes you can make a cut in the animal and the animal can live. Sometimes you make a cut in the animal and the animal can die. So even though it's true by the intestine, a hole might be filled up by the intestine itself, by the bronchial tube, we wouldn't necessarily say that. So we can't make comparisons from one situation of treifa to another. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow with other cases of needles which are found in the bronchial tube. Oh, yeah.